From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a massive hurricane has made landfall in the Caribbean. Hurricane Irma moved through the northern Leeward Islands early Wednesday, bringing its Category 5 winds, dangerous storm surge, and flooding rains directly over Barbuda. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said forecasters expect the extremely dangerous core of the storm to move over or close to Anguilla and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands during the day Wednesday before going near Puerto Rico by Wednesday night. Evidence of Hurricane Irma's fury was gathered by a storm chaser plane as it flew through the storm, which is churning across the Caribbean with top sustained winds of 297 kilometers per hour, the strongest winds ever recorded for a storm in the Atlantic Ocean. Several Florida counties will begin mandatory evacuations today. Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency and issued warnings.
We are preparing for Irma to directly impact our state. And while it's still too early to tell exactly where the storm will hit, it is incredibly important that all Floridians keep a close eye on this incredibly dangerous storm. Do not sit and wait to prepare. Get prepared now.
Irma's exact track is nearly impossible to predict, but Florida is not waiting for the precise forecast. Meteorologists say either Florida coast, the Atlantic, or along the Gulf of Mexico could feel the full force of the storm within 72 hours. The United States has ended a program that shielded nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation and allowed them to work and study in the country. Administration officials said new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, will no longer be accepted. This is VOA News. World leaders are scrambling to find a solution to avoid a catastrophic war on the Korean Peninsula, where North Korea prompted global outrage over its latest nuclear test. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
The U.S. and its allies have been pushing the United Nations Security Council to tighten sanctions against Pyongyang following its sixth nuclear test. Ambassador Nikki Haley warning economic pressure is the most effective option.
Do we think more sanctions are going to work on North Korea? Not necessarily, but what does it do? It cuts off the revenue that allows them to build ballistic missiles.
Not everyone agrees, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, who called more sanctions useless. China also appears skeptical, instead warning both sides to avoid escalation. But Donald Trump isn't backing down, tweeting he'd allow Japan and South Korea to buy additional military equipment. Trump also warned he may impose trade restrictions on countries doing business with North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
A senior U.S. official says that if President Donald Trump decides not to certify Iran's compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, it does not mean that the United States will withdraw from the multilateral agreement. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said this is critically important and almost completely overlooked. Trump is expected to report to Congress every 90 days whether Iran is still in compliance with terms of the nuclear deal reached with the United States and other major powers in 2015, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. The next presidential recertification is due next month. Syrian activists say fierce fighting is underway between pro-government forces and Islamic State militants around a garrison in the eastern city of Deir al-Zor. Wednesday's fighting came the day after Syrian troops backed by Russia and Iran breached a nearly three-year IS siege of parts of the city near the Iraqi border. By nightfall, activists said the IS militants had counterattacked with multiple suicide assaults near where the Syrian troops had linked up with government forces inside the city. Heavy fighting was ongoing around the military base of the 137th Brigade on the outskirts of Deir al-Zor. A trawler carrying Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized, drowning at least five people as that country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, blamed a misinformation campaign for fueling a crisis that the UN says has now pushed more than 125,000 refugees into Bangladesh. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.